Next meeting is the University of Nevada Reno Foundation, and I will open that meeting at 9:39 as well. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is not this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none, SCS, is there any public comment on the phone for the UNR Foundation?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Item number two is the annual report, and for this, I will go to President Sandoval.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Vice Chair, members of the Board of Regents, Chancellor for the record, Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno. I'm very pleased and proud to introduce Ann Morgan, who is here with us in Las Vegas, who is the Chairwoman of the University of Nevada, Reno Foundation. In Reno is Patricia Richard, the Interim Vice President of Advancement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Sandoval, and for that introduction and for your strong leadership, which is going to be evident when you hear the fundraising results for UNR. My name is Ann Morgan. This will be the end of my second year as chair of the University of Nevada Reno Foundation Board of Trustees. Chair Cavallo, members of the Board of Regents, and Chancellor Charlton, thank you for the opportunity to present this report, to present our executive officers, our proposed new trustees, our renewing trustees, our emeritus trustees, and to request approval of a bylaw amendment. I'd like to share some of the information about the foundation giving that you'll find in the annual report, because I want to particularly highlight that we continue to raise and manage funds that directly support the academic and administrative and athletic programs of the University of Nevada, Reno. During fiscal year 2024, our foundation received more than $69 million in gifts, and I thought that was a pretty good response as well, Regent DiCarlo. During the 2023-24 UNR Foundation fiscal year, we provided more than $41 million to the university, including more than $7.5 million for scholarship support, $20 million for the university programs, and over $12 million for capital projects. Of the gifts that we received in that $69 million, we received a transformational gift of $36 million from the George W. Guillemot Foundation to support, with this board's approval, establishing the George W. Guillemot Aerospace Engineering Program and to support the George W. Guillemot Dome in the Fleshman Planetarium. The University of Nevada, Reno celebrated its second annual Giving Day, Wolfpack Way. We had 1,364 donors who gave more than $635,000 that supports students, faculty, staff, colleges, schools, and various campus-wide programs. This is a threefold increase from our Giving Day in 2023. And I encourage all of you to mark your calendars for April 10th, 2025, when we will have our third Giving Day. Our foundation endowment returned a 9.7% return in fiscal year 2024. Our endowment increased from $352 million in fiscal year 23 to $379 million in fiscal year 2024. The Foundation Board of Trustees also retained the services of Ide Bailey to perform an independent audit, and I am pleased to report that we received an unqualified opinion of the financial statements for that fiscal year. I also want to highlight a few key activities. Many of you know about these, but on October 12th, we celebrated our 150th or sesquicentennial. I've learned to spell it and say it in the year, with a celebration of a journey through 150 years. And we held that celebration at the Knowledge Center. I know many of you were there. We had hundreds of guests, students, faculty, staff, alumni, and community members who gathered to mark this milestone. From an initial class of 7 students in 1874 to the more than 20,000 students that we have today, the university continues to provide exceptional opportunities for learning, discovery, engagement, consistent with our original land-grant mission. We've also adapted to the evolving needs of our local and global communities. I want to thank this Board of Regents in particular for approving the naming of the John Tulloch Business Building. We are grateful to the generosity of John Tulloch, the $20 million gift that is funding the business building, and a $5 million gift that is funding student scholarships. The donors focus on creating an exceptional space for learning, and the scholarships that will provide access for students is inspiring and is a story that we will tell to all of our future donors. We have recommended a slate of officers for the executive committee. They're listed on the agenda for your review. I'm happy to read them out, or you can just, if you say the agenda is adequate, that will be fine. We also have a list of trustees that are on the consent agenda for approval. And we have a bylaw revision, which we're asking that you approve. That's the requested language is in your packet, but just in summary, it provides our foundation executive director the authority to approve expenditures of $10,000 without having to obtain prior approval from the executive committee. But it also gives the executive director the authority to approve contracts for expenditures that we've already approved in our budget without having to come back. And we think that will be a more efficient way to hold our meetings with our executive committee and more efficient with respect to the members' time. We are very pleased with the proposed appointments, our nominees this year, which include alumni, some new friends to the university, and allow the university to really have its expand its reach and its influence within the state. Those names are also in your packet, but I'm happy to read them out as well unless the agenda is adequate. I want to thank this board for the opportunity to appear in front of you. I want to thank you for your service and for your support of the University of Nevada, Reno. I want to particularly thank President Sandoval for your support of the foundation. I'm lucky to be able to get up here and give these kind of results. So thank you, and I will be available for any questions.
Thank you for that report. I'll open it up for Regents if they have any questions or comments. Regent Brown.
Thank you, Regent Brown, for the record. Is the foundation starting or in the middle of any capital campaigns?
No.
No? No plans?
There probably are some plans, but you asked in direct response to your question.
Follow up. Are there any plans? Potentially.
We are in the search for a new executive director, so we're not going to be able to answer that question until we get the new executive director.
That makes sense. And then I didn't get to ask these questions to the other, because I had other things to cover, but I want to talk about number six, the alumni engagement. Obviously, the best part about a university is that they graduate people. So your alumni keeps going up. And I've seen that it's at a 2.8% for the past 3 years, which actually means that you are increasing, because as we get more people, you can't stay at the same unless you also increase. I'm just curious. Do you have like a regional strategy? What does the alumni giving campaigns look like?
We have a very robust alumni association. I'm certainly, President Sandoval can correct me if I.
We know a famous one, yes.
But in the last 2 years, the board members for the alumni association have gotten very aggressive at improving the database, improving their outreach. The Giving Day is one of the examples of how we're reaching out to alums, which we hadn't done before. So we are making a strong effort on many fronts to make sure that our alumni come home.
Well, I will say we have a lot of your alumni down here, and they are very passionate about it. As are UNLV alum and all and GBC, and don't get me wrong, but it has. I definitely see it. So thank you.
We even reached out last night. We had a function down here last night for our UNR alumni, so that we could celebrate with our new deans from nursing and science and the College of Liberal Arts and the College of Business.
Sounds very thoughtful. Thank you.
Thank you. Regent Del Carlo?
Just in all fairness, I will ask, about your 20% rate for your expenses when you're raising your money too.
Well, I think it was 15, but I'm going to defer to
our
executive director.
Well, the information I got was 20, so
okay,
if that's not right.
I want to defer to our executive director, Patricia Richards.
Thank you.
Okay?
And I just want to say, too, of all the reports, this is one I'd love to see standardized, but you give the most detail. UNR always has given the most detail on these reports, and it's really nice. I love to see the breakdown. I think, was it 1% was the alumni? I think 1%. No, 1% was your faculty. And I think that's really significant that our institutions should be proud of the giving that the faculty do. I mean, that they not only are receiving their paycheck and working, but they really believe in that institution if they're also, in turn, donating. I think that's a really important figure.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Regent Del Carlo, this is Patricia Richard, Interim Vice President for Advancement. Thank you for the question. I have 15% as our cost of raising funds, and that is a constant balance between the number of people that we need to cultivate gifts and raise the funds, and then provide the stewardship that donors feel good about giving their gifts. And within those costs, and this is part of what I wish was standardized across the fundraising industry, we have expenses like the Silver and Blue magazine. So that is a way that we are communicating with our alumni. It's our most robust communication method we have. So we have individuals working on that. We have a university events department that helps celebrate the university's sesquicentennial. Those costs are in our management expenses, and they are part of reaching out to our friends and our alumni. They are not directly related to the fundraising, but that gives you a little bit of context for the numbers that create the 15%. And if I could comment a little bit, if I could add on to Chair Morgan's response to alumni engagement, we also have increased the number of affinity chapters that we reach out to. So that might be a college chapter, it might be a marching band, it might be an honors college. And those individuals create their own energy around staying connected to the university. And so we are doing multiple phases, multiple ways of connecting. One is the magazine, the other is Giving Day. We connect with alumni, but that's also where we talk to our own faculty and staff. And in this last year, created a way that we could do a monthly deduction from their paycheck and that they could then automatically continue to support their own university. And that was embraced as well. So a multi-layer approach to connecting with our alumni, with our faculty and staff, and with friends of the university.
Thank you for the detail. Patricia.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from Regents? Seeing none, I'll entertain.
Question for Reno?
Yes, of course. Regent Arascata.
Thank you. This is for Ms. Richards. In regards to the total giving of $69 million, is the donation of the Guillemot Foundation, is that included in the $69 million?
It is. That is considered a mega gift, and that went into fiscal year 24, and we think we are on track for having another exceptional year because the John Tulloch Business Building gift of $25 million will be in this current fiscal year.
Just stole my question. Thank you.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Regent Arascata. Any other questions or comments? I'll entertain a motion to accept the annual report of the UNR Foundation.
I move to accept the report of the UNR Foundation.
Thank you, Regent Del Carlo. Is there a second?
Second
from Regent Brown. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So we have the slate of officers as item number 3 for your information. Item number 4 is consent items, financial statements, appointments, reappointments, and your bylaw revision and trustee emeriti. So are there any other any questions or comments regarding consent items? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent items.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Regent McMichael. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Regent Del Carlo. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any new business for the UNR Foundation? Seeing none, I will move to public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none, SCS, is there any public comment on the phone?
None at this time.
Thank you very much. So at this time, I will adjourn the meeting of the UNR Foundation at 9:55 and open.